Jays and Coach Aaron Carpenter. He'll start Ozzie Hurst. Ozzie is a 5'8 senior. Corbin Jacob is a junior that stands 5'11. Bannock Skillen is a senior as well, 6'1. And then Reed Miller, a senior at 6'2, and Cade Makings, a senior at 6'1. And for the Golden Eagles and Coach Mitch Gieris, he'll start Trey Ike, a junior at 6'3. Gannon Sewell, a 6'1 junior. Cooper Waterman, a junior at 6'1. Jacob Winkelbauer, a junior at 6'3. And Chris Miljavik, a 6'1 junior, will be the starting five for the Golden Eagles.
If you weren't tuned in earlier this evening, we've already played three games in this year's tournament. The scores from earlier today in the 4:30 game, the Mountain City girls defeated South Holt 61-23. The 6 o'clock contest saw the South Holt boys putting up a 47-39 win over East Atchison. And the game completed just a few moments ago, the LeBlanc girls 53 over Rockport 29. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout, and then we'll be ready to tip it off for the fourth and final game of the evening here in Mound City after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're about ready to get underway with our fourth and final game of the evening. Don't forget, we'll be back here again tomorrow night, starting at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon with the South Holt girls and East Atchison. At 6 o'clock tomorrow, we'll have the East Atchison boys taking on Mid-Buchanan. Our 7:30 game tomorrow, the Rockport girls versus Mid-Buchanan. And then the nightcap tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, the Rockport boys taking on the Mound City boys. That's always a fun matchup,
yeah.
Rockport and Mound City.
Yep. Sure is.
They're neighbors right up and down the interstate here. These kids all know each other. That's what I love about coming over here to Northwest Missouri. These kids compete against one another. They're on a first-name basis with each other. They see each other on the football field, and then numerous times throughout the basketball season they match up. So we see a lot of good sportsmanship at this tournament among these kids.
And it definitely helps during football season. I don't know how their basketball regions work, but I know they have the 275 conference, so all of them are really connected and play each other, you know, a couple times a year, meet in the postseason, and it's a great time.
Interesting new jerseys here that Rockport's wearing with the changes coming next year, the way the jerseys have to be numbered. They have blue numbers on black jerseys. Those will not be legal next year.
Is that right?
Yeah, and if those are brand new jerseys, I don't remember seeing these before.
I don't think so.
The wording says the numeral shall be of significant contrast to the background, excluding trim.
Huh.
So I've been watching that for the last couple of years, ever since it was announced that was going to change in 2024, the 2024-25 school year. This business of black numbers on purple jerseys,
yeah,
that sort of thing. All right, here we go. Ready to move to first quarter action. Bishop LeBlanc and the Rockport Blue Jays. Ready to tip it up. Boys basketball action. A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. Trey Ike is in there to jump it up for LeBlanc. Here's the tip, and it'll be controlled by the Blue Jays. Rockport with the basketball. They come into forecourt and set the offense. Working to the right side. Yeah, I'm going to have trouble with that already.
Yeah, these
are going to be tough, these dark blue numbers on black jerseys. Down court the other direction, Cooper Waterman on the dribble for LeBlanc. Gives it to the right side. Finds Gannon Sowell. Sowell, a cross-court pass. Miljevic, is that the way that was?
Miljevic.
Yeah, Miljevic. All right, they'll back it out and set the offense. Waterman across to the left side. Miljevic again holding the ball on the left wing. Try to put it inside the paint. Right elbow. Here's a three from the right wing that's up and off. No good. A rebound and a follow shot won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Putting the shot up was Trey Ike.
Called a jump ball.
Jump ball they called it. All right. Inbounding the ball. Cade Makings. I don't know. Now they're going to set it up differently. And the ball's going to be inbounded by Waterman. Underneath the basket, into the corner. Here's a three from the baseline right side that's off the glass and no good. Rebound pulled down by Ike. Ike feeds it to the left side. Traveling is called. Yeah, these are going to be a real treat to try and read, these dark blue numbers on black jerseys here.
As they get farther away, it's harder.
That's for sure. Guess we'll get it ironed out here in a minute. Vanek Skillen I can always find with the hairdo. I know Vanek from last year. He's got the basketball into the corner. Inside the paint, spin move toward the hoop. In traffic, shot is up off the glass. Won't go down, put up by Jacob. And the rebound comes down to LeBlanc. Ike, big collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Trey Ike. Good job of getting set down there by the defender for Rockport. I think that was Ozzie Hurst that took the shot down there.
Yeah. He might be feeling a little bit, but he did do it.
Yeah, he got in position and got set. We're just underway here in our nightcap, a boys game, Rockport and LeBlanc. No score thus far in the ballgame. On the dribble into forecourt is Ozzie Hurst. Up to Bannock Skillen. Skillen, a cross-court pass, goes up to the other side with it to Miller. Now back it comes in again to Jacob. Baseline left side, shot is trying to put up under there was Cade Makings. Has the ball stripped away and fast break the other direction by Cooper Waterman. Waterman feeds the right side to Trey Ike. Ike holds the ball for a minute into Waterman. Oh, Waterman was looking under the basket for Winklebauer. Winklebauer didn't see it coming, about got his head taken off under there. Looks to me like when they're when he's got the ball at the top of the key, you better have your head on a swivel because here it comes. Still no score, and we've played 2 minutes here. 6:04 to go.
Debris on the floor
here. All right, the official stop play for just a moment. 6:09 to go, first quarter, still no score. Inbound the pass. They toss it into Ozzie Hurst. He'll try and set it up. Comes to Skillen with the pass. Skillen looks for the cutter coming through. Back to the top of the key. Makings over to the right side. Backing out now, picking up the dribble. They're in trouble. The pass comes up top to Makings. Makings on the dribble at the free throw line in the paint. He can't get a good look at it. Up again to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst backs it out between the rings to the right side. Still looking for Skillen coming through the paint. Now moving toward the hoop. The ball is loose on the floor. Hurst feeds to Skillen. Skillen shot up and good under the basket. Vanek Skillen with the first 2 points of the ball game puts Rockport on top 2-0. LeBlanc with the basketball. Waterman into the paint. Kicks it to Ike in the corner. A long three left side up and off. No good. And the rebound is pulled down by Corbin Jacob. Jacob gives it up to Hurst. And Ozzie Hurst will set the offense. Man-to-man defense here by LeBlanc. 2-0. Rockport on top. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's a little floater that's put up. Won't go down for Cade Makings. Rebound to LeBlanc. Down court pass is going to be tipped away. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Cade Makings.
Into the ball game comes Malachi Skillen as well as Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth, a freshman.
Meyercorth and Skillen checking in. All right. Inbounding the pass on the baseline is Cooper Waterman. Waterman Boy, nice dark blue numbers on the white jerseys. Tip of the hat to LeBlanc. Thank you, Coach. Right side, Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer took a look at it. Now a three from the right. Elbows in and out of there, and the rebound is going to be taken down by Corbin Jacob. Jacob up to Ozzie Hurst, and Hurst across the timeline. Hurst to the left elbow. His pass comes over to the near side. Malachi Skillen. Hurst again to the top of the circle to Corbin Jacob. Spin move, shot from the right side is up and off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound by Hurst, he can't get the shot, puts it inside the paint. Top of the key, long three off the back of the iron, that won't go, and the rebound comes down to LeBlanc. They'll push the ball down in a hurry. Winkelbauer feeds it to the left side, top of the key, Miljavec. Miljavec to the right elbow, Waterman. Waterman penetrates in the paint, spin move, he traveled with the basketball, it'll be a turnover, and the ball goes back to Rockport.
Sub into the game for Rockport, Brock Holmes, also a freshman checking in.
So a lot of young players getting some playing time here. Holmes, a 5'8 freshman. Onto the floor now for the Rockport Blue Jays. Jays up 2-0. 4:08 to go here. We've played nearly halfway through this first period and have just one bucket on the board. Momentary timeout here. For what reason, I don't know, but Rockport has the basketball. Into forecourt comes Meyercourt. Around the horn, left side. Handling it is Brock Holmes, the freshman. Holmes, now to the top of the circle. Just to Jack Meyercourt. Jack holds the ball, and now we got a whistle. Away from the ball here, a couple of players mixing it up a little bit. Who's this one going?
That one's
going
to be on Miljavec. His first, team first. Second.
A little bit of mixing it up away from the ball there, apparently, between the players. I didn't see what happened, but the ref was standing right on top of it, apparently. Rockport's basketball. This is Jacob. Jacob feeds it underneath left side. Shot is up. Won't go down. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Up and good by Cade Makings. Makings with his first 2 points. It's 4-0 Rockport. On the attack comes Cooper Waterman now for the Eagles. Waterman hands off to Gannon Sowell. Sowell across court pass to Ike. Ike gives it to Miljavec. Inside goes Ike, driving layup. He got the basket and drew the foul. Trey Ike is going to get the basket and a chance to go to the line.
Subs into the ballgame. Skillen and Miller return for Rockport.
That foul on Cade Makings, right?
Yep.
His first, team foul number one. At the free throw line is Trey Ike, looking to complete the three-point play here. Shot is up. It's no good. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Bannock Skillen. Oh, they almost threw it away in backcourt. Chasing it down over here is Jack Meyercourt. He'll bring it down and set the offense. To the left elbow, Meyercourt comes over to Brock Holmes, the freshman. Down to Bannock Skillen in the corner. Deep baseline left side, Bannock Skillen. Up to the top of the key, Meyercourt. Over to the right side, spin move. Back to Meyercourt that comes around the horn left wing. Reed Miller breaks through the paint. They give it to the left side, free throw line. Jump shot up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Miljavec, Chris Miljavec. Fast break, stolen away nicely. Good job there by Rockport. Cade Makings on the defense. Just intercepted that down court pass inside the paint. Blue Jays up 4-2 with 2:38 to go. Low scoring contest here in this boys competition with the basketball is at Holmes. No, that's Reed Miller with the ball. Now it comes around to Holmes on the left side. Holmes just holds it underneath. Turnaround shot up off no good by Bannock Skillen, and the rebound down to Trey Ike. Into forecourt, right side, they feed it underneath. Shot is up and off, no good. They missed another bunny under there. Outlet pass comes out to Jack Meyercourt. He pushes the ball down court to Bannock Skillen. Bannock Skillen in the paint. Oh, puts a nice pass under the basket, a feed. Open look from the left side for three. Jack Meyercourt didn't want to take it. Back to Bannock Skillen at the free throw line. Inside of 2 minutes to go here now in the first quarter. Right side with it, down deep, Makings. Up top it comes. That's Meyercourt again. Jack Meyercourt holds the ball to the near side. Reed Miller, top of the circle. They pass it around the outside perimeter. Driving baseline right side, shot up and off, no good. Rebound brought down quickly by the LeBlanc Golden Eagle. Here's a reach-in foul, probably going to go against Rockport.
I think that was going to be called on Brock Holmes. On Holmes, his first personal, second team foul of this quarter.
substitutes back into the ballgame is Corbin Jacob into the lineup for Rockport. Also, Ozzie Hurst back onto the floor with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Low-scoring contest, 4-2, Rockport on top. Gannett Sowell with the ball off to Ike on the left wing. They come back to Ike with it in the paint. He kicks it to the right elbow for an open look. Three that's up and good by Cooper Waterman. Waterman hits the three from out here on the right elbow, and that gives LeBlanc the lead, 5-4 with a minute 11 to go here in the first quarter. Blue Jays with the basketball under the basket. In the paint, Bannock Skillen has his shot locked away. A whistle and a foul is probably going to go on Trey Ike.
On Ike, that'll be his second personal foul, team foul number 3. Of the quarter.
Bannock Skillen will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Blue Jays, a chance to tie it, maybe even give the Jays a lead with 1:03 to go in the period. First shot comes up, misses everything. He'll get a second shot, couple of subs in. Satchel Studer checks into the lineup. Davis Youngbluth also into the contest for LeBlanc. Bannock Skillen ready for his second free throw attempt here to try and tie the ball game. With 1:03 to go in the first quarter, Skillen's second free throw up and good. Bannock now has 3 points in the ballgame, and we're tied at 5 apiece, 1 minute to go. LeBlanc with the basketball. Cooper Waterman feeds it to the corner. Left side, Studer. Studer tried to get it back, goes again to Waterman. They feed it in. The ball tipped away, nearly stolen. All the way underneath the basket, they put it inside the paint. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good on a bunny that was missed. Rockford had the ball for a moment. A jump ball is called. That was a good job there by Cooper Waterman to get in and tie up Ozzie Hurst because it looked like Hurst had the basketball.
Yeah, most definitely. 38 seconds left to play here. First quarter, 5-5 our score.
Held ball possession. Arrow goes to Rockford, and down court very casually on the dribble is Ozzie Hurst. He crosses the timeline between the rings, goes to Bannock Skillen. Skillen driving baseline left side off the glass, got it partially blocked. The ball is going to be grabbed up the other direction. Down court in a hurry comes Youngbluth. Youngbluth picked up his dribble. Down to 19 seconds to go. Plenty of time here to break this tie for LeBlanc. Here's a three from the right side that's up. No, they say he traveled. Cooper Waterman drained that from out here on the right elbow, but they say he traveled with the basketball before he put up the shot, and Waterman had some words for the official there.
Yeah, I think he just asked him what he did.
8 seconds to go, down court. This is Bannock Skillen. Fall away jump shot off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Won't go. And after one quarter in a low scoring contest, we're tied at 5 apiece. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the scoreboard here at Mound City High School. We're ready to move into second quarter action. All tied up at 5 apiece, the Rockport boys and the LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Second quarter action coming up. Here's Cody.
Grable will come into the ballgame. Logan Grable will start with the basketball for Bishop LeBlanc. It'll come off to the right side to South. So we'll have it here. Off to the right side it comes. Another Davis Youngbluth into the ball game now as well. Crossover dribble in front of Makey. Back out top it goes to Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer will hand it off to Sowell and Stoll and set up the offense. around the key. It goes to the left side now. No dribble penetration happening for the Blonde at the moment. Top of the key it goes. Outside it comes. Dribble drive to the short corner. That was Gannon Soule on the dribble drive and gets called for traveling. Turnover to Rockport.
Corbin Jacobs so disappointed. He had a steal here at midcourt and was off to the races.
All for naught. Inbound pass comes to Meyercorth. The freshman Meyercorth for the Blue Jays. Across the timeline he comes. Off to the right side it goes. Over there is Millard. Underneath to Jacob. Trying to get underneath the makings. It's knocked away. Stolen away by LeBlanc. Back the other way comes Youngbluth. Youngbluth with the basketball on the left side. Now picks up his dribble. Now to the left corner goes Studer. Studer has it. Hands it to Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer on the dribble drive up off the glass. Up and good. Winkelbauer with his first basket of the game. It's 7-5 in favor of LeBlanc now. 6:49 to go, second quarter, as Meyercorth brings the ball across the timeline. Over to Banks-Gillen in the right corner. Looking to get it inside to Miller, and it's stolen away by Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer loses the handle on it, though. It's going to stay with Rockport underneath their own basket. Tie up for a moment there. Winkelbauer lost it. End of the game comes Miljavik once again. For the Bavon, replacing Soule. Inbound pass for Rockport comes into Meyercorth. Now here's a pass stolen away by Youngbluth. Youngbluth up off the glass, can't get it to go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll send Davis Youngbluth to the free throw line, the senior for Bishop Bavon.
There were two defenders there. Let's see who they're going to put it on. I believe the foul is going to be on... Well, we're going to still have to wait till they post it. Yeah, there it is. It's going to be on Cade Makings. On Cade, his second personal.
Youngbluth at the line. Has not scored yet here this evening. That one goes off back iron. Won't go down. Has an opportunity for another one here. Takes the ball from the ref there. Takes his aim. He'll shoot the shot. It is up and good that time. He'll score his first point of the ball game, and it's 8-5, a three-point lead for Bishop LeBlanc here. A minute and a half into this second quarter, Rockport back the other way. Inside to Makings, inside the paint, takes a dribble, makes a power move up through a defender, gets the bucket and the foul, and Cade Makings will have an opportunity for an and one.
They're going to give him the basket. The foul is going to be, I think, on Youngbluth. That's his first.
So Youngbluth picks up his first. And Makings knocks down the free throw. He's now got 5 points in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Back the other way comes Bishop LeBlanc.
Ties us up at 8 apiece again.
2 minutes played here. Here's a deep three for Miljavik from the top of the key. An offensive rebound by Logan Grable under there and puts the shot up. A foul on the way up. Shot no good. Two free throws on the way.
This foul is going to go on Reed Miller. Miller's going to be called for the personal on Reed, his first, team foul number two.
So far, the Golden Eagles 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Logan Grable, free throw on the way up, and good. Grable, a sophomore, gets that one to go down. Opportunity for another one here. Puts the Eagles back in front. Free throw on the way. That one rims out, won't go down. On the rebound, it's loose over there. Jacob was trying to pull it in, couldn't corral it. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Eagles.
6:02 to play here in the second quarter. We've played 10 minutes of basketball, and both teams still in single digits here as a team.
LeBlanc basketball, inbounding on the far side of the court on their own in the front court. Inbound comes in to Grable. Grable back on the left side to Youngbluth. Youngbluth will hold it there. Looking to go to Winkelbauer. Now he does. Winkelbauer has it at the top of the key. Over to Youngbluth on the right side. Youngbluth holds it there. Keeps holding it there. Now goes down in the right corner. Now back out top. Around it goes to Miljavik, who will fire another three from the left corner. Won't go down. Offensive rebound. Winkelbauer up and good. Jacob Winkelbauer on the offensive rebound and the putback. That gives the Eagles an 11-8 lead with 5:30 to go here, second quarter. Banick-Skillen back the other way, looking to find Jacob underneath. Back out, Skillen it goes. On the dribble drive, Skillen through traffic. Puts a shot up, blocked away. Rebound comes down to Winkelbauer. Ahead in the front court, it comes. Bishop LeBlanc puts a shot up, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Bishop LeBlanc as Grable was driving to the basket there.
Rockport doing a good job of getting down there and getting set. He's still leaning, bending over under the basket here. I can't...
Makings.
Yeah, Makings it was that got in there and got set up. He took quite a blow. But he's all right, and he'll stay in there.
Rockport basketball, 11-8. The Bond in front by three here, 5-10 to play second quarter. Cross-court pass, it goes to Malachi Coleman. On Malachi Skillen, that is. Bannock Skillen, top of the key, back out to Malachi. Malachi into the right corner to Makings. Makings looking to use his dribble to the paint. Up off the glass, won't go down from the right block. Hit rebound comes down to Davis Youngbluth. Youngbluth ahead. It comes in a hurry to Winkelbauer, and Winkelbauer is going to be fouled as there was some transition defense coming there.
Corbin Jacob is going to be called for the personal on Corbin. That is his first foul, and team foul number three of the period.
The Blonde will inbound it underneath their own basket on the right side. This will be Waterman triggering it in. Lobs it in to the top of the key to Winkelbauer. Back over to Youngbluth, who will fire a three from the right wing. Won't go down. Rebound's tipped around, but ends up in the hands of Bannock Skillen. Skillen outlet pass to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst between the legs. Back to Skillen, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gets it off to Jacob on the right side. Jacob uses his dribble to the top of the key, now to the free throw line. He's going to throw it to the Bishop of Lawn bench. A little miscommunication between Jacob and Makings there.
Hey, he was looking for Cade Makings right in front of the Lawn bench. Makings zigged when the ball zagged.
Waterman for Bishop of Lawn. Back the other way now. Still 11-8. Bishop of Lawn in front here. Miljevic has the ball at the top of the key off to Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer goes to the left side to Grable. Grable will have a foot on the line, shoots a shot from the top of the key, won't go down. Rebound cleared out of there by Cade Makings. Ozzie Hurst back the other way. Rockport likes to slow it down, run their offense, try to get a good shot here. Bishop LeBlanc, not so much, likes to get into transition offense and try to get some buckets. This is Ozzie Hurst with the basketball for Rockport now, looking to find something. Ball is tipped away by Youngbluth, and it's going to go out of bounds. Stay with Rockport with 3:47 left to play, second quarter.
Just not a lot of offense in this contest, Cody. Still 11-8. We're more than halfway through the second period. 11-8. Now checking into the ball game for LeBlanc. Coming back onto the floor is Jackson Cruz. I think this is his first appearance tonight.
Jackson Cruz, a junior, a 6-foot junior, will check in for the first time. He replaces Winkelbauer. Now here's a stolen ball by Grable. Logan Grable steals the ball from Ozzie Hurst, finds the just-checked-in Cruz, and Cruz loses the ball. Ozzie Hurst takes it away. Rockport basketball back the other way, from our right to left. Makings with the basketball on the left wing. Uses his dribble, backs down the defender to the left block. Now kicks it back outside. Now here's a steal by Chris Miljavik. As he stepped on the line, it's going to stay with Rockport. And now there is discussion with the ref again.
Both teams getting a little bit casual with their passing here.
Makings inbounds it to Ozzie Hurst, looking to set something up. 11-8, low-scoring half. We got 3:15 on the clock. Now here's another turnover. Ends up in the hands of Jackson Cruz. Cruz, crossover dribble to the top of the key. Finds Grable. Grable, dribble drive, cross-court pass to Miljavik for three. Short, won't go down. Offensive rebound there for it was Youngbluth. Finds Grable underneath the basket, up and good. Logan Grable gets the receiving end of that pass and up and good for two.
When a field goal is scored, it sometimes feels like it's almost by accident.
And on the other end, another turnover for Rockport. They're going to go ahead and take a timeout. Coach Aaron Carpenter has seen enough, going to calm the guys down. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 13-8, Bishop of Bond in front, 2:48 left to play second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 48 seconds left to play in the first half of this nightcap. 13-8 our score. Bishop LeBlanc leading Rockport in a low-scoring contest. Games earlier this evening, we saw a win by the Mound City girls over South Holt. South Holt boys beat East Atchison. The LeBlanc girls defeated the Rockport girls in our first three games of this year's tournament.
The team's coming out of the timeouts. Aaron Carpenter, the coach of the Blue Jays, wanted to calm things down there, see if they couldn't get a little offense started. They probably turned it over three or four times on their last few possessions. It'll be LeBlanc basketball after the turnover for the Blue Jays. Back the other way comes Young Bluth for LeBlanc. Top of the key, it goes to Cruz. Cruz takes the handoff, dribble drive, kicks it out to Miljavik for three from the right wing. He's had a couple good looks for it. I've seen him knock them down before last year. Can't get anything to fall yet here this evening. Defensive rebound for Rockport. Back the other way comes Jacobs. Ozzie Hurst has the basketball. Now Bannock Skillen has it. Off to the right side, Holmes. Brock Holmes. Underneath, Cade Makings. Jump shot, right short corner, up and good. Cade Makings now with 7 points in the ballgame. And it's back to just a three-point lead for Bishop LeBlanc. And head to the front court comes the point guard, Cooper Waterman, for Bishop LeBlanc. Off to the left side, Young Bluth. Young Bluth off to Cruz. Jackson Cruz has it. Looking to go cross court. Now goes to the left corner to Waterman for three. Can't get it. Cade Makings gets the defensive rebound for Rockport. Back the other way. Under 2 minutes to play. 1:45 quarter. 13-10. Bishop LeBlanc in front. This is Brock Holmes with it. Now to the free throw line. Miller. Now Bang Skillen tries to drive baseline from the right corner. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Rockport.
Jack Meyercourt's back into the lineup now for Rockport. Meyercourt checks in, replacing Ozzie Hurst.
Makings will trigger it in underneath their own basket. He bounce passes it into Miller. Top of the key, it comes Brock Holmes. Holmes back over to Skillen in the right corner. He'll use his dribble trying to come out to the volleyball spike line. Now he'll hand it off to Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt with 1:23 to play second quarter has it stolen away from him by Cooper Waterman. Waterman ahead through traffic does a throw hop up and good on the layup. Cooper Waterman with 5 points down on the ball game, and it's back to a 5-point lead for Bishop LeBlanc. 1:10 to play. Jack Meyercourt again with the basketball. Looks to go to the right side to Miller. Does so. Gets it over to him. Miller uses a dribble trying to drive that right side baseline again. Now has to go to Jack Meyercourt in the left corner. Pass is intercepted by Logan Grable. Ahead to Waterman. Nice pass underneath Jackson Cruz. Cruz up and good on the nice assist from Cooper Waterman.
Rockport's passing the last couple of trips down the floor has just been horrendous here.
Meyercourt ahead in the right side to Holmes. Holmes underneath to Makings. Makings looking to make something happen. Up and good. Cade Makings scores again. He's got 9 points now in the first half. And it's back to a 5-point lead. 17-12 our score. 30 seconds to play. Second quarter. Waterman for the Eagles ahead in the front court between the circles. He has it. Jack Meyercourt defending him. They hand it off to Young Bluth. Young Bluth down to the left side. This is Young Bluth with it. Now Miljavik will fire a three from the top of the key. Won't go down. Defensive rebound there for it. Bang Skillen. Skillen hands it off to Meyercourt. Clock shows 5 seconds. Head to the front court. Miller. Meyercourt will fire a three from the top of the key. Gets it. Jack Meyercourt nails a triple from deep behind the three-point line at the top of the key, and it takes us to halftime at a two-point score, 17-15. The blonde in front of the Rockport Blue Jays here. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and look at the first half stats. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair asks that everyone take a moment to remember the sacrifices of the brave men and women who have valiantly fought to make America the greatest nation on earth. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to say thank you to all veterans, past and present, for serving our country. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair for all of your truck and tractor repair needs to keep your equipment performing. 402-245-2908.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, the Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, a low-scoring contest here in this boys' nightcap at the half. The LeBlanc Golden Eagles leading the Rockport Blue Jays 17-15, our score. Looking at the individual numbers for the Blue Jays, Cade Makings leads the way. He has 9 points in the contest. Bannick Skillen, a single field goal and one of two from the free throw line for his total of three. And Jack Meyercorth with that desperation three just at the buzzer to end the first half, knocked it down from three-point land, and that gives 15 points on the board for the Rockport Blue Jays. Individual scoring for the Golden Eagles of LeBlanc. Boy, they really spread it out. Cooper Waterman with 5. Jacob Winkelbauer with 4. Logan Grable with 3. Jackson Cruz and Trey Ike with 2 each. And David Youngbluth with 1. So you got 5-4-3-3. 2-2-1, and that's spreading it out for the Eagles. Their grand total, 17 points. That's our halftime score. LeBlanc leading the Rockport Blue Jays, 17-15 at the half here at the Mound City Tournament. Boy, tell you, it looks, Cody, like things kind of cleared out a little bit. The all the girls here from LeBlanc packed up and left the gym. They're not going to stick around to see the end of it. Perhaps they're listening to us online here on Sunny 101.3. Safe travels, ladies. We'll keep you entertained on your way back home here as we bring you the second half of this boys' game. Right now, we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with more of our halftime show, and we'll have the third quarter coming up shortly. After this 2-minute break, you're listening to live coverage of the 65th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament coming your way on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com. www.peruvisa.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Cody Swong over there. Back at the Sunny 101.3 studios tonight is Ray Penning. He's our studio engineer, producer and engineer, helping to put this presentation of high school sports together for you. Cody, what do we got on tap tomorrow night?
Yeah, another four games of action tomorrow night. Tune in to Sunny 101.3 starting at 4:30. Pregame will be around 4:20, 4:25. We'll tip it off with the South Holt girls versus the East Atchison girls, followed up at 6 o'clock by the East Atchison boys versus Mid Buchanan. And following that one at 7:30, it'll be the Rockport girls versus Mid Buchanan. And the nightcap, again, Rockport boys versus Mound City boys. Again, all live from Mound City High School. Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong with you on the call. Night 2 of 3 tomorrow. So join us tomorrow night around 4:30 and get your full share of basketball, early season basketball, Randy.
Sometimes we get a little break between football and basketball. Not so this year. We were still on the air just 3 days ago. Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock ball game, the South Holt boys falling to Worth County. But what a season the Knights had there. South Holt finished 12-1 on the season. And, you know, what impresses me is they come off of a football season like that Friday afternoon, and then they show up here this afternoon and put up a 47-39 win over East Atchison. We were calling a lot of the same names that we were calling Friday afternoon. They did it on 2 days practice, and you saw it. I mean, it was the free throws were a little bit shaky, and some shots that would probably normally drop weren't going down, but you know, they were still playing football.
What was interesting to me about the whole thing is it kind of was slow in the first quarter, and then something sparked them there in the second quarter, and their defense turned into offense, and they got some steals, transition buckets, and everything started coming together for the
We do want to offer our congratulations to the South Holt Knights football team. 12-1 on the season. That championship game, Worth County advances, that's going to be played, I believe, at 7 o'clock Thursday night for Roe Field, University of Missouri, down in Columbia. John and I have been down there. We were down there about 4 or 5 years ago for the great four-point win when Mound City took Worth County out of it. If memory serves me correctly, it was something like 38-34 or something in that area, 3 or 4 point victory. And, boy, that was a fun time to go down there with our Mound City friends and check out for Old Field. We made 2 or 3 trips on the day after Thanksgiving down to the Edward Jones Dome when they were playing the state championships down in St. Louis. That was a pretty good drive. We used to have to eat lunch with our families on Thanksgiving Day and then spend all afternoon driving to St. Louis for a Friday morning kickoff with the Mound City Panthers. All in all, I'll tell you, Cody, we have had a lot of fun in Northwest Missouri with these small schools up here in this corner of the state, football, basketball, going all the way back to when the state championships, South Holt won a state championship, I think, in 2004, John told me. We covered them. That's when they played at Missouri Western. And the state championships were right here in St. Joe. Almost all the eight-man schools were in Northwest Missouri anyway, so they played them at Missouri Western then. But lots of great memories of high school sports, and none better than this Mound City tournament where we come back every year. This year for our 20th consecutive year of Mound City basketball, Mound City tournament basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Been a whole lot of fun, and we're ready to move into third quarter action. 17-15, that's our score, with the LeBlanc Golden Eagles up by 2 over Rockport. Both teams back onto the floor. Not a lot of warming up to take place here. They just kind of came running out of the locker room, lined up, and said, let's go. It'll be Rockport's basketball when we move into this third period. Ozzie Hurst will take the inbound pass and set the offense. He'll come across the timeline on the dribble to the right side. The pass comes to the near side to Corbin Jacob. Jacob works a dribble inside the free throw circle. Lost a handle on the ball, sitting on the floor, and I believe a timeout's going to be called to save the possession by Rockport. So we'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Out of the timeout, Cade Makings inbounds the pass to Ozzie Hurst. On the left elbow, that's Skillen with it. Banning Skillen feeds it inside the paint, trying to get to the basket is Cade Makings. Jump shot, Makings off the back of the iron, doesn't go. Rebound to Trey Ike. Ike with the outlet pass quickly down to Miljevic. Miljevic on the left elbow, floater off the rim, rolled across, doesn't go. Ball goes to the floor, it's tipped around and coming out of there, Rockport with the basketball. Coming up with the loose ball was Reed Miller, I believe. And down court comes Ozzie Hurst on the dribble. Hurst between the legs dribble, top of the key to the right side. Gives it off to Corbin Jacob. Jacob to the top of the circle. Now they hold it at the top of the key. Reed Miller with the ball to Bannock Skillen. Skillen guarded closely over here by Miljevic. Skillen tried to get to the baseline, right side of the basket, couldn't get there, needs some help. Puts it inside the paint, in traffic, trying to back in Makings. Makings feeds it to the left side. Shot is up and good. The basket put in by Corbin Jacob, and that's Jacob's first 2 points of the night. We're tied at 17 apiece, 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. With the basketball, Miljevic. Miljevic at the top of the key. Ike caught quite an elbow there. Did you see that one?
That
from Ozzie Hurst. Baseline right side. Ball stripped away. Knocked out of bounds on the baseline. Winklebauer had it. Had it knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. I think we've got a foul called. Who'd they get there?
I missed who they got off the way for the scoreboard here. That was going to be called on Reed Miller, his second personal foul, team's first.
First foul of the period. In the paint, follow-away shot, follow shot, put back up and good. Winklebauer stayed with it. He's got 6 points now, and that puts LeBlanc back on top. 19-17 with 6:20 to go, and now here's a pass that's going to get away off the fingertips of Corbin Jacob out of bounds. They turn it over. If Rockport has had one Achilles heel tonight, it's been their passing.
Yes, most definitely.
They gave away at the end of that first half. They gave away two or three quick buckets just on some, less than stellar passing is the way I'll describe it. I think I used the term horrific earlier. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Bannock Skillen, but they just threw the ball away there two or three times in a row on two or three possessions, and that really hurt them. Ozzie Hurst has the basketball with an across-court pass to the left side. He gets it over there on the left wing now, driving toward the bucket with the ball is Reed Miller. Miller has nowhere to go with it. Puts it back to the left side to Corbin Jacob. Baseline underneath. Ball stripped away. Nice steal under there by Gannon Soule. With it down court in a hurry as Soule kicks it over to the right side. Long three. Baseline right side. Up and good. Gannon Soule. And that's Soule's. That was a three, right?
Yep,
yes, it was. That's Soule's first bucket of the night. He made it count with a tray. 22-17. This equals the biggest lead by either team here, I think. 5-point lead now for LeBlanc with 5:13 to go in the quarter. Here's a shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Corbin Jacob. His second bucket of this period makes it back to a 3-point basketball game. This is Cooper Waterman, a driving layup on the baseline, a blocking foul this time. Waterman got the benefit of the doubt. The foul is going to be called on Rockport.
Cade Makings is going to pick up his third personal foul, team foul number two.
And at the free throw line is going to be Cooper Waterman. Waterman has not been to the line yet tonight. Free throw is up and good. Got the first one. He's got 6 points now in the contest. Makes it a 4-point lead, 23-19. Subs here?
Meyer Korth and Malachi Skillen.
Somebody else has got to come out, guys. Here we go. They had six out there. All right, Waterman ready for his second free throw to try and put his team back up by five. 6'1 junior bends the knee, shot is up and off, no good, but the rebound is taken down and cleared out by Winklebauer. Up top, they give the pass out to Soule. Soule dribbles to the right elbow, hands off there to Cooper Waterman. Waterman again gives it back to Gannon Soule. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop, laying off the glass, up and good. Nice move by Winklebauer. He's got 8 points, four of them here in this period, and the lead is six. That may be the biggest lead by either team here. LeBlanc up by six over Rockport. Blue Jays basketball. Ozzie Hurst right elbow, across court pass to the left wing it goes. Looking for the cutter, through the lane goes Jacob. They couldn't get it to him, back up to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst to the near side to Bannock Skillen. Bannock Skillen can't get there. Boy, he's been quiet tonight. Mannix Gillen has the ball under the hoop. It's tipped away. I can remember in previous years here, Mannix Gillen, a 6'1 senior, he's been pretty active offensively for this Rockport Blue Jay team, but he's been awfully quiet tonight, just 3 points in the ballgame.
That's kind of how that Chris Miljavik is as well.
Yeah, 25-19. Here's a driving lay-in off the glass. Try for tip-in, put back up and good. Getting the tip-in was Jacob Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer in double figures now with 10 points. 25-19, the lead, or 27-19. The lead is up to 8, biggest lead for either team. Skillen for 3. No good. Couldn't get it to drop. Bannick must have heard me talking about him. He tried to drain a 3 over here. Now Ike with the ball in the paint, driving layup. What are they going to say? He traveled. Yeah, he covered a lot of mileage there without a dribble. And that'll turn it over. NBA, that probably would have been okay.
Definitely okay.
Yeah, 27-19. The lead is 8. Right wing with the ball. Skillen, this is the other Skillen. Malachi Skillen has it stolen away by Tracy Ike. Ike gives it up to Waterman. Here comes Waterman down the avenue. A foul as he tries to move toward the hoop. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays.
Waterman has a very quick first step. That foul is going to be called on Corbin Jacob. On Jacob, his second personal foul, team foul number 4.
So that is the fourth common foul. Is that the fourth
Three.
Or the third?
Third.
That's the third.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think so. Third common foul here in the period. Inbound the pass to Ike, knocked away by Bannick Skillen, then grabbed up loose. Getting the loose basketball is Reed Miller. Down court, they come with it on the dribble. On the attack offensively with the ball is Jack Meyercourt. The Bannick Skillen right side. Skillen looking for a cutter. Gets it into traffic. Lots of contact on the baseline. The official has just about had enough of the Cooper Waterman here.
Waterman's going to be tagged with the foul, his first personal foul, team foul number 1.
The official cautioning Mr. Waterman on that one. Cooper's been kind of jawing at the official after each of the calls here tonight. And now what do we got?
I think a moving screen on the inbound.
So that's going to turn the ball over.
Corbin Jacob, his third personal foul, team foul number 4.
Okay, so one more personal common foul here on Rockport, and LeBron's going to be shooting 2. They're already up by 8. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. So now LeBron with an 8-point advantage. Waterman moves it into forecourt, gives it to Miljavik. Now up to Ike. Ike beats the right side, driving layup. Wait a minute. No shot, they say, as Waterman made a move to the hoop. A foul down in the corner on the far side.
Foul's going to be called on Brock Holmes. On Brock, his second personal foul, team foul number 5.
So here we are with the two-shot foul coming up after the fifth common foul of the period. At the free throw line, Cooper Waterman. He's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. Now 2 out of 3. Waterman has 7 points in the ballgame. Cooper has been expressing his displeasure to the official, and that last one down on this end, the our gray-haired official down here, this isn't his first rodeo. And he let Mr. Waterman know that he'd probably heard enough.
About it.
Second shot is up and good also. Cooper Waterman has now hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points for the Eagles. And it's a 10-point lead, a double-digit lead for LeBlanc with 2:42 to go here in the third quarter. Bannick Skillen has the basketball in the corner left side, dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle, hands it off up there to Jack Meyercourt. Meyercourt wanting to penetrate the left side of the lane, takes it in for a driving layup. The shot is blocked away by Cooper Waterman, went out of bounds off of Waterman.
Satchel Studer and Davis Youngbluth back into the game for LeBlanc.
All right, Youngbluth back into the contest as Studer also inbound the pass. Bannick Skillen left wing. Skillen needs help. Got rid of it. Oh, they're going to say he traveled. Moved the pivot foot. Another turnover. Turnovers have been costly for Rockport tonight.
Rockport's both picking passing up their dribble in some bad spots just like that.
Both the passing and right there, another example. All right, this is Cooper Waterman. Gives it up to Youngbluth. Youngbluth here on the left side, holds it for a moment into Ike. Jump shot in the paint. Ike can't get it to fall. Follow shot still won't go. Follow shot again. Follow shot again. Follow shot again. He put up 5 shots and got it to fall. That's what I call persistence. He stayed with it. Trey Eich put five shots up before he got it to fall and then drew the foul. He'll have the end one coming also.
Foul's going to be called on Cade Makings. On Cade, that's his fourth personal foul, so he'll have to sit.
Tip of the hat to Trey Eich. Five attempts, and he got it to drop on the fifth shot. Eich at the line with one shot coming here. Takes aim. Free throw is on the way. It's good. Completes a three-point play. Eich now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's a 13-point lead for LeBlanc. 32-19. Just not a lot of offense here in this third quarter. Only 4 points so far for Rockport. And now we're going to have a traveling call. Trying to go up with the ball was Corbin Jacob. He got tied up, landed on his feet. Didn't get rid of the basketball. They call him for traveling.
Sub into the ball game comes Ozzie Hurst back in for the Blue Jays.
Hurst checks in. He will replace Brock Holmes, the freshman. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter, 32-19. With the basketball is Trey Eich. That was quite an effort last trip by Eich. Staying with it. Here's a jump shot from the corner. Eich got the rebound, kicks it right back out to Studer. Studer gives it to Waterman. Now Studer's got it on the left elbow. Waterman with the dribble. Cooper Waterman again finds Studer. Studer just holding the ball over here. He's a sophomore, six-footer, driving, laying off the glass, up and good, Winklebauer. Winklebauer's had a good quarter. That's 8 points here in the third period. He's in double figures with 12 points in the ballgame. 34-19, LeBlanc has started to pull away. There's another bad pass stolen away by Winklebauer. Feeds it underneath. Winklebauer looking for Studer. Satchel Studer couldn't handle it. It got away from him. It'll go back to Rockport.
Logan Grable back into the game for LeBlanc here.
Under a minute to play in the third quarter. It's a 15-point lead. All of a sudden you look up at the clock and LeBlanc is pulled out to a 15-point advantage. Rockport desperately needing a basket this trip down the court. Corbin Jacob works on the left elbow, tried to get it into Bannock Skillen. It went off of Skillen's feet and out of bounds. Yeah, Bannock Skillen, somewhat surprisingly, has kind of been a non-factor here with his 3 points in the ballgame. I can remember a couple of years ago when he was a sophomore. Well, he came in here and really did some damage. 34-19, that's the lead. Young Bluth with the ball. Young Bluth gives to Studer. Studer in the paint. Jump shot is up and off, no good. Young Bluth follow shot up. Or wait a minute, who got that on the base?
Winklebauer.
That was Winklebauer. Check that. Winklebauer, he's had a big quarter. 10 points here in the third quarter. There's a long three. Bannock Skillen can't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. On the
pillar.
That was Miller. That's right, Reed Miller. His first 2 points of the ball game. 8 seconds to go here in the quarter at the free throw line. Young Bluth to the left side. Studer. Shot is up. No. Rebound Rockport. There's the buzzer. And at the end of three quarters, LeBlanc 36, Rockport 21. We're back with fourth quarter action in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
36-21, LeBlanc leading Rockport as we move into the fourth period. And here to describe the action in the fourth quarter, once again, is Cody Schwong.
LeBlanc basketball starting the fourth quarter. This will be Davis Youngbluth with the basketball going from our right to our left here as we sit up top here at Mount City High School. Good vantage point up here at the school. Very appreciative of hospitality and the view up here. You can see. Here's an inside pass, goes inside to Eich, and Ike's going to be fouled, I believe, by Jacob.
Boy, Eich backed in there and knocked Jacob completely off of his feet, and Jacob got called for the personal on Corbin Jacob. That is his fourth personal foul, first team foul of the quarter.
It'll remain the LeBlanc basketball, inbounding on the right side of their own basket, underneath the basket. Inbound pass comes to Winklebauer. Winklebauer with that big third quarter, 10 points in the third quarter. Around comes to Studer. Studer has it on the left side. Top of the key, it goes out to Youngbluth. Youngbluth looking at a 2-3 defense now. They find Winklebauer inside, turns around, puts a shot up off the glass. No good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the shot.
I believe fouling out of the ball game is going to be Makings here. That's what, Jacob. Corbin Jacob has just fouled out of the contest. He finishes the game tonight with 4 points, and he'll leave the ball game. And to replace him comes Cade Makings.
Winklebauer's free throw up and good. One for one here this evening at the free throw line. He now has 15 points in the ball game. Jacob fouls out. Winklebauer's second free throw on the way up. This time no good. Rebound comes down to Bannick-Skillen. Skillen gets it off to Jack Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth across the timeline. To the right side it goes Ozzie Hurst. Hurst holds it there at the right wing, covered there by Youngbluth. Youngbluth for the blonde all over him. Bannick-Skillen now gets the ball from the right wing. Three-pointer up and good. Skillen knocks down a triple. He's got 6 points now in the ball game. Back the other way comes Bishop LeBlanc. The score 37-24 in favor of LeBlanc. 6:56 to go here, fourth quarter. Right side is Studer. Studer has it. Now picks up his dribble. Stuck there. Skillen all over him. Now they get it away. A whistle and a timeout is going to be called by LeBlanc. 37-24. Our score back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Cody, during that timeout, I kind of tried to do a little lip reading and eavesdropping on the huddle down here on Coach Aaron Carpenter, and he was talking about passing.
Yeah.
He was talking about handling the ball, protecting the basketball, and that has been their problem this evening here, and that's the big reason they're down by 13 right now.
Definitely been the Achilles heel. They'll start out on defensive side. This is Waterman with the basketball real close to that midway court line. Now a dribble drive baseline. A good drive by Grable. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Bannick-Skillen. Skillen pulls down the defensive rebound. Back the other way come the Blue Jays. Meyerkorth with the basketball.
Grable loves to have that back. He got under the basket too far on the layup attempt.
Top of the key it comes to Reed Miller. Right side it goes Makings. Cade Makings back to Skillen at the top of the key. Around it goes to Ozzie Hurst. Hurst on the dribble drive. Turnaround jump shot from the left short corner up. Won't go to. There's Skillen. Offensive putback up and good. There's Skillen. Randy talked about him. He's got 8 points now in the ball game.
Kind of been wondering when he'd start going off.
Back to an 11-point lead. 37-26. 6 minutes to play. Fourth quarter. Still time for the Blue Jays. Just got to get some defensive stops and take care of the ball. Waterman on the dribble drive. Has it knocked away. Tipped out of there. Gets up in the hands of Grable on the left side. Off the backboard it went, but now Grable has it on the left side. Looks to drive baseline once again. Back outside it goes to Ike. Ike, top of the key to Waterman. Waterman, dribble drive through the zone. Back outside to Grable. Looking to get it inside to Trey. Ike now on the dribble drive goes Grable. Ball gets loose, and Ike was on the outside base sideline, and it's going to be a turnover to the Blue Jays.
Here's Brock Holmes back into the lineup for Rockport. Also checking back into the game comes Malachi Skillen for the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays get a basket here. This turns into a whole other ballgame the way they're playing defense at the moment.
Reed Miller, Ozzie Hurst will set down for Rockport.
Jack Meyerkorth across the timeline for the Blue Jays. With the basketball in hand, goes to the right side to Malachi Skillen. Skillen holds it there on the right side, just holding it there. Now he'll dribble to the top of the key. Left-handed dribble, now reverse pivots to the right block. Dribble drive to the paint, puts a shot up, won't go down. Defensive rebound there for it is Davis Youngbluth. Youngbluth across the timeline on the right side. Top of the key it goes to Miljavik. He can shoot the three. He hasn't got one to go tonight. That one doesn't go either. Offensive rebound by Trey Ike. Shot up from the right short corner. Up and good. it's surprising to see Chris Miljavik. I think last year when they played down at St. Joe LeBlanc, I think he might have had 30 points if I remember correctly. So he can shoot it. I know he can. Brock Holm was back to the top of the key. The Jays find themselves in a 13-point hole once again. Cade Makings with the basketball to the hoop, puts the shot up, gets the bucket, and one opportunity for a 3-point play for Cade Makings.
Foul's going to be on Trey Ike. On Ike, that's his second personal team foul, number one of the period, on LeBlanc.
Makings at the free throw line. Into the game comes Winklebauer, also Sal.
With that basket, Cade Makings in double figures now. He has 11 points in tonight's ball game.
He's one for one from the free throw line. An opportunity for a free throw here. The refs stop play as the free throw is getting ready, wanting the players to tuck their jerseys in. Free throw on the way up, short off front iron, won't go down. Defensive rebound comes down to Miljavik. Waterman ahead into the front court on the left side near us. Bounce pass inside to Winklebauer. Winklebauer, pro drop step down and good. Winklebauer scores again here this evening. I think that's 17 now.
That's right, 17 for Jacob Winklebauer.
Meyerkorth, Jack Meyerkorth across the timeline at the top of the key, off to Brock Holmes on the left side. Holmes, dribble drive, up off glass, can't go down. Rebound comes down to Waterman. A long down course pass that heads to Winklebauer, up and good. Winklebauer with an easy one. Nice pass from Cooper Waterman. 19 points now in the ball game for Winklebauer, Jacob Winklebauer.
And 15 of those have come here in the second half.
Here's Skillen with it, Bannock Skillen this time. Now off to the top of the key, Brock Holmes. Holmes finds Skillen on the left side, wants to shoot it over there. Now he goes to the top of the key to Makings. Off to the right side, Meyerkorth had Skillen for a moment. Now he tries to throw it inside, has it taken away by Soule. Soule ahead, now back out top it goes to Cooper Waterman. Ahead into the front court, trying to get it inside to Winklebauer. Winklebauer has kind of the mismatch under there. Now they do find him. Let's see how he handles this. Tries to dribble drive, loses it off his foot. Turnover to Blue Jays.
You know, you're up by 15 points here, 3:26 to go. You got to start to wonder how aggressive do you need to be.
Yeah.
Going to the hole here with a 15-point lead.
43-28 in favor of Bishop LeBlanc over Rockport right now. Like Randy said, 3:20 to play here. Fourth period. This is Malachi Skillen with it. Top of the key it goes to Meyerkorth. Jack Meyerkorth for three. Shot doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is called. He'll go to the line for three shots.
He should be shooting three here. The foul is going to be on Jacob Winklebauer, I believe. Yes, it is. On Winklebauer, that's his first personal. Team foul number two of the period.
Jack Meyerkorth knocked down a three-point shot at the end of the first half. First free throw up and good for the freshman. Two more on the way. Clock is stopped at 3:10 as Meyerkorth takes aim for his second free throw. Shot is up and good.
You know, Cody, with the three-point bucket available out there, no lead is really safe here.
Yeah.
A couple of quick threes and you got a whole new ball game. Right now we're 43-30, but there's still 3:10 on the clock.
Meyerkorth takes aim for the third free throw on the way up and good as well. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 43-31, 3 minutes to play here, fourth quarter. Waterman ahead for LeBlanc, now off to the left side to Ike. Ike holds it there, now hands it off to Winklebauer. Winklebauer will pull it back out to the top of the key, finds Miljavik, and I wondered if they weren't going to call a travel there. He does. It's called for traveling. It's going to be a turnover to Blue Jays.
All of a sudden, it's a 12-point ball game, 2:54 to go. You come down here, pop another three, and it starts to get interesting. All right, back onto the floor now for Rockport is Ozzie Hurst. Hurst checks in. He replaces Brock Holmes.
Now, Meyerkorth has a pass stolen away by Ike. Ike puts the shot up off the glass. Layup is good. Trey Ike scores again. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Ahead we come to the front court to Jack Meyerkorth. Has a ball picked away, stolen away by Gannon Soule. Soule up off the glass and good. Gannon Soule now with 5 points in the ballgame.
Well, there's a couple of quick steals and breakaway layups that just deflated any thoughts that Rockport had of getting back into this thing.
2:20 showing on the clock, 47-31. LeBlanc now in front. Bannock Skillen has it. He'll hand it off to Makings, who will fire a three from the right corner. Won't go down. And Cooper Waterman pulls down the rebound. A foul on the rebound is going to be called on Rockport.
I'm not sure who they're going to tag here. Okay, foul's going to be on Jack Meyerkorth, his first personal. Team foul number three.
Ahead to the front court comes Cooper Waterman.
for the Eagles. Winklebauer takes it at the top of the key, dribble drives the right block, kicks it out to Waterman for three. Shot won't go down. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the rebound.
I think Bannick Skillen's going to get tagged for this one. He maybe used the elbow there just a little bit to clear out for that rebound. Here again, though, I'm surprised at LeBlanc. They're up 16 points, under 2 minutes to go. So they're not even showing any signs of letting the air out of that basketball.
1:55 to go, fourth quarter, 47-31. LeBlanc inbounds it, back outside to Gannon South, Soul. Out top it goes Youngblood. Now they work it around against a 2-3 zone for Rockport. This is Waterman with the basketball on the left side. Now goes to Youngblood at the top. Right side it goes Gannon Soul. Soul tries to get it to Ike. Ike can't handle it. Stolen away by Ozzie Hurst. Hurst will come back the other way with a minute 33 to play. Now on the dribble drive, Cade Makings puts the shot up, blocks, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called as Cade Makings was driving to the basket.
Jacob Winklebauer is going to be called for the personal, his second personal, team foul number 3 on the Golden Eagles.
Sends Cade Makings at the free throw line. Cade is 1-for-2 from the free throw line this evening. He's got 11 points in the game. First free throw up and no good. Another opportunity here. Makings, the senior, takes aim. Fires, got that one to go. He's got 12 points now. And the score is 47-32 with a minute 25 left to play fourth quarter. Ahead to the front court comes Cooper Waterman. Waterman, crossover dribble, goes to the left side. Now to Ike. Trey Ike has it in the left corner. Top of the key, it goes to Youngbluth. Youngbluth defended by Ozzie Hurst. Hurst, pressure defense now. Winklebauer on the dribble drive to the paint. Passes it off underneath to Waterman. Waterman back to Winklebauer. Winklebauer had two chances there. Couldn't get it to go down. Got his own rebound. And now jump ball is the call. It's going to be possession arrow to the Blue Jays.
Lane Hobby and Jackson Cruz checking in here for LeBlanc with 59 seconds to go in the basketball game. Also coming in off the bench and making his first appearance is Cole Sigrist. A lot of players getting in at the end. Also here off the bench comes Grant Ahrens. So some of the underclassmen getting into the game here, varsity basketball, instructing one of the young men that come over and check in first. Shane Kissel checking in. Now you got six players out there, guys. They're all going to have to go over here and receive permission to come in.
One of the players jumped off the bench and just ran right in. Didn't even go to the
referee
score.
Educating the subs on how this works, gentlemen. 47-32 here.
Jack Meyercourt into the front court for the Blue Jays. Under a minute to play. We're nearing the 50-second mark. This is Makings with the basketball through traffic. Can't get the shot to go down. Rebound tipped around. Up in the air. Whistle and another foul is going to be called, I believe, on the shot. Makings will go to the free throw line.
This official gives the fastest signal to the bench of anybody I've ever seen. Man, he is quick.
Grant Ahrens will pick up that foul. Makings at the free throw line. He's 2-for-4. Make that 3-for-5 now from the free throw line here this evening. Another opportunity on the way. Shot is up and good.
Makings got them both there.
Yep. 4-for-6 from the free throw line for Makings. Now on the court we come. Bishop LeBlanc with 40 seconds to play. That goes to the right side to Chase Kissel, who just checked into the ball game, and a whistle and traveling is the call. It'll be a turnover to the Rockport Blue Jays. Back and forth we go. 47-34.
Stay with us.
Seconds.
Stay with us for a postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring. Let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's ball game.
Ozzie Hurst back out to Cade Makings, right wing three. Won't go down. Jack Meyercourt's offensive rebound. Puts the shot up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Jack Meyercourt now to the free throw line for Rockport.
See who this one's on. Foul is going to be called on Cole Sigrist, who just got in here a moment ago. Well, he's in the scorebook.
Meyercourt at the free throw line, 3-for-3 on the evening. Can't get the first one to go down here. Another opportunity. Shot is on the way up and can't get that one either. 47-34, 23 seconds left to play. Into the front court come the Bishop LeBlanc Eagles. This is Sigrist with the basketball. Now off to the right side to Lane Hovey. Hovey passes it across court to Chase Kissel. Now Kissel to Grant Ahrens. Now they'll pull back out. 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and
and that will do it. Your final score is going to be the Bishop of Bond Eagles 47, the Rockport Blue Jays 34. That will take us to the end of the evening. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, look at the final stats, give you a night recap, and send us on our way here this evening. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gifts Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
47-34, your final score in this nightcap. The LeBlanc Golden Eagles with the win over the Rockport Blue Jay in boys basketball here. Individual scoring, the numbers for Rockport leading the way was Cade Makings with 14 points. 8 points tonight for Vanek Skillen. Adding six off the bench was Jack Meyercorth. 4 points for Corbin Jacob, and Reed Miller added two for their total of 34. For the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, the big gun was Jacob Winkelbauer. Winkelbauer with 15 points in the second half. He finished with 19 for the game, the only player in the double figures for the Eagles. Trey Ike finished with 9 in the contest. Cooper Waterman had 8 in the ball game. 5 tonight for Gannon Sowell. 3 points for Logan Grable, adding two was Jackson Cruz, and with a single point tonight, Davis Youngbluth, for their total of 47. 47-34, your final score, Rockport with the win. Recapping the other games that were played earlier this evening, if you weren't listening in our first game at 4:30, the Mound City girls defeated South Holt 61-23. In our 6 o'clock ball game, boys action, South Holt over East Atchison, 47-39. It was LeBlanc girls over Rockport, 53-29. And then in the game, as we said, completed just a moment ago, LeBlanc with the win over Rockport, 47-34. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon around 4:20. Our first game of the day will be the South Holt girls and East Atchison. That'll be the East Atchison boys following them against Mid-Buchanan. Then the Rockport girls versus Mid-Buchanan at 7:30. And our nightcap tomorrow night will be the Rockport boys versus the Mound City Panthers. So 4 more big games tomorrow. Cody, up for some more basketball tomorrow.
You bet.
All right, let's meet right back here and do it again, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball here from the Mound City Tournament. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, and for Cody Swong, my broadcast partner for tonight's ball games, I'm Randy Gattulo. The final score in this one, it was LeBlanc 47, Rockport 34. Good night, Northwest Missouri. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Heller Martial Arts in Falls City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farming City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in. Farming City Supply, we'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3. The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3. The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.